prepared as the morning, October 10. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Let everyone now repent of his mistakes, and seek the Lord with all his heart. The converting power of God will come to everyone who will seek the peace of Jesus Christ. His words of instruction are for all who will listen and follow Him. In mercy God seeks to lead the unrighteous to repentance. The obedient will delight in the law of the Lord. He puts His laws in their minds, and writes them in their hearts. Their speech will be such as is prompted by an indwelling Savior. They have that faith that works by love and purifies the soul from all the defilement of Satan's suggestions. Their heart yearns after God. In their conversation they love to dwell upon His mercy and goodness, for to them He is altogether lovely. They learn the language of heaven, the country of their adoption. The promise is for us, I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep mine ordinances, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I am instructed to say that it is not because of lack of opportunity to know the will and way of God that sinners must perish, but because of their determination to carry out their own will. They refuse to become spiritually enlightened in the Word of God. Willingly they remain ignorant of the privileges of the Christian and of his duty day by day to inquire of God. The Lord desires to give to everyone a deep, intelligent experience in spiritual life. But many are contented with a haphazard experience. The Lord calls for faithfulness in service. He desires servants who will be diligent to help those in error. The day of the Lord is right upon us. Let not one stumbling block be laid before those who are seeking to know the will of the Lord. Do not make public the supposed errors you see in those who profess to believe the truth. What you have to say, say to them alone, with hearts filled with pity and tenderness. The will of God is made so plain that the weakest intellect can understand it, if the heart is set to do the will of God. Those who follow on to know the Lord will know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. See, step by step the Lord will unerringly lead those who put their trust in Him. To Dr. and Mrs. D. H. Kress.